All right, Sunday morning, 7:10:24. This is a prophet's corner and cut. The title is called The Shift. Does it sound okay? The sound? The Shift. I'm going to begin to shift things from darkness to light in all sectors. I will be giving my people instructions concerning this. So you need to be tuned in to whatever the Lord tells you to do, because He is going to require His people to participate in this, not just sit on the sidelines and wait for somebody to do it all for them. The time has run out, and I'm gathering the tares to be burned. Be prepared to obey me in little and large things. I will be switching my people over to dealing with those that honor me. Did you get that? The Lord's already told us one place to frequent to get certain things. I'm not going to say anything else. That's between you and who the Lord tells you to deal with. In other words, the people of this world that do not honor Him, He's no longer going to honor. All right. The time has run out. I'm gathering the tares to be burned. Be prepared to obey me in little things and large things. Is that the part you wanted me to read? Well, I'm going to begin to shift things from darkness to light in all sectors. I will be giving my people instructions concerning this. The time has run out, and I'm gathering the tares to be burned. Be prepared to obey me in little and large things. I will be switching my people over to dealing with those that honor me. Honor to whom honor? Those that honor me, I will honor. Those that do not honor me will no longer be honored. They have sought to oppress my people, steal from my people, trick my people, and yes, kill my people, and I will no longer allow them to do so. The wealth of these evil ones will now fall into the hands of the righteous. They are like the man that built barns and stored up all his goods, but his soul was required of him. This is what I'm doing. The storehouse they have laid up for themselves because they are not rich toward God is now being taken from them. The wealth of the sinner has been laid up for the righteous. Just as in the days of Moses, I said my coming would be. They were all carrying on business as usual. I meant Noah. I guess with Moses too, but anyway, let me correct this right quick. All right, just as in the days of Noah, I said my coming would be. They were all carrying on business as usual then, and they are doing the same now. They will lose their room in this world. See, they've sought to move you and push you out of this world. That's what the Guidestones were all about. Stood there for 40-something years as right in our faces, that this is what we plan to do to you, kill you off and just have enough to serve us. What do you think abortion was about? They will lose their room in this world. The kingdoms of this world are now becoming the kingdoms of our God. I will reign forever. Their agenda was to eradicate my people from the earth. Now they will be eradicated. You have a part to play in this. Listen to my voice, and when I say cut this one off and go here instead, know that I'm at work. I'm cutting off the wicked and rewarding the righteous. This morning as I was praying, I had Rita Wilson, what's his name? Tom Hanks come before my face. And I remember when they got caught. And I remember the look on her face. It was such a sad, it was just horrible. He seemed very arrogant, but she seemed just scared to death because of what she chose. And as far as I know, they're both have been executed on a, but this picture was on a Navy ship. And the point was, the Lord said to me, wherever you go, listen to me about giving a track out or speaking to someone, because I want you to snatch them out of the fire. The Lord spoke to us before about that. If they'll cry out the last minute, I don't care what they've done, I'll snatch them from the fire. But who's going to give them the message? We have to do that. We have to be willing. Now, there's no excuse as far as having tracts. We have plenty to take. And I don't mean waste them. I mean let the Lord lead you in it. Or if you go eat somewhere and you hand them your money, or you hand them your credit card, hand them a thank you for your excellent service. It has the plan of salvation on it. It can't get any simpler than that. I would not have you be amazed at what is happening, for it will not be done in a corner. Nothing can stop what is coming. It will be blatantly done, out in the open for all to see. Yes, they will run for their lavish bunkers and find that they are gone. I will not be mocked, and I will take out the mockers. Just as in the days of Noah. I wanted to further prepare you for what is coming so you can remain seated and maintain your place. In other words, you're not going to be moved like what happened yesterday, President Trump's attempted assassination. Just hear my voice and do quickly what I ask of you, for my people do have a part to play in this. My people that follow me will not be shaken, but everything else not anchored in me will be. Listen to my voice and move with my spirit, and you will be safe. Never forget what is in charge or who is in charge. Never forget who is in charge. It is not the White Hats, the military, or even Donald Trump. They take their orders from me. They are my servants, and they do bear the sword, and they will use it liberally. They will follow my orders. If they do not, they will also face my wrath. I know Donald Trump, he was there at Hillary Clinton's execution at Gitmo. Be keen, my voice, to my voice, even the smallest instructions. Do not disregard it as insignificant, for I'm delivering you from evil. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience will keep you moving with my Holy Spirit and keep you safe from the evil one. He says today, you're about to go out of your house and do stuff. He said, no, stay home today. Listen to that. All right. On that. Mm-hmm.